Crucial Conversations. Tools for Talking When Stakes Are High. Author: Kerry Patterson, Joseph Crenny, Ron McMillan, Al Switzler. What's a crucial conversation? The crucial conversations we're referring to are interactions that happen to everyone. They're day-to-day conversations that affect your life. By definition, crucial conversations are about tough issues. Unfortunately, it's human nature to back away from discussions we fear will hurt us or make things worse. Co-workers send emails to each other when they should talk. Bosses leave voicemail in lieu of meeting with their direct reports. Family members change the subject when an issue gets too risky. If you know how to handle crucial conversations, you can step up and effectively hold tough conversations about virtually any topic. Filling the pool of shared meaning. Each of us enters conversations with our own opinions, feelings, theories, and experiences about the topic at hand. This unique combination of thoughts and feelings makes up our personal pool of meaning. This pool not only informs us, but also propels our every action. When two or more of us enter crucial conversations, we don't share the same pool. People who are skilled at dialogue do their best to make it safe for everyone to add their meaning to the shared pool. Now, obviously, they don't agree with every idea. They simply do their best to ensure that all ideas find their way into the open. When people feel comfortable speaking up and meaning does flow freely, the shared pool can dramatically increase a group's ability to make better decisions. On the other hand, when people purposefully withhold meaning from one another, the shared pool is dangerously shallow, and individually smart people can do collectively stupid things. Start with heart. In fact, this is the first principle of dialogue. Start with heart. That is, your own heart. When conversations become crucial, you'll resort to the forms of communication that you've grown up with. When faced with a failed conversation, most of us are quick to blame others. If others would only change, then we'd live happily ever after. We often do something to contribute to the problems we're experiencing. People who are the best at dialogue understand this simple fact and turn it into the principle, "Work on me first." They realize that not only are they likely to benefit by improving their own approach, but also that they're the only person they can work on anyway. As much as others may need to change, or we may want them to change, the only person we continually inspire, prod, and shape is the person in the mirror. Refocus your brain. You're speaking with someone who completely disagrees with you on a hot issue. As you begin the discussion, start examining your motives. Ask yourself what you really want for yourself, others, and the relationship. Our motives usually change without any conscious thought on our part. When adrenaline does our thinking for us, our motives flow with a chemical tide. In order to move back to motives that allow for dialogue, you must step away from the interaction and look at yourself. Once you call into question the shifting of desires of your heart, you can make conscious choices to change them. Learn to look. When both stakes and emotions are high, we get so caught up in what we're saying that it can be nearly impossible to pull ourselves out of the argument in order to see what's happening to ourselves and to others. Actually, the moment a conversation turns crucial, there are signs that people don't feel safe. They move either to silence or violence. Silence is done as a means of avoiding potential problems and always restricts the flow of meaning. Violence attempts to convince, control, or compel others to your point of view. What to do once you step out? When you see that either mutual respect or mutual purpose is at risk, use the following hard-hitting skills that the best at dialogue use. 1. Apologize when appropriate. To offer a sincere apology, your motives have to change. 2. Contrast to fix misunderstanding. When others misinterpret your purpose or intent, rebuild safety by using contrasting. Contrasting is a don't, do statement that addresses others' concerns that you don't respect them or that you have a malicious purpose. The don't part. And confirms your respect or clarifies your real purpose, the do part. 3. State my path. Once you've worked on yourself to create the right conditions for dialogue, you can then draw upon 5 distinct skills that can help you talk about even the most sensitive topics. The first 3 skills describe what to do. The last 2 tell you how to do it. These 5 tools are: 1. Share your facts. 2. Tell your story. 3. Ask for others' paths. Once you've shared your point of view, invite others to do the same, By being open to learning, you are demonstrating humility at its best. 4. Talk tentatively. 5. Encourage testing. Explore others' paths. In order for people to move from acting on their feelings to talking about their conclusions and observations, we must listen in a way that makes it safe for others to share their intimate thoughts. They must believe that they won't offend others or be punished for speaking frankly. This is done through 5 listening tools. 1. Ask to get things rolling. Simply invite others to express themselves. When we show genuine interest, people feel less compelled to use silence or violence. Common invitations include, "I'd really like to hear your opinion on this," and "Please let me know if you see it differently." 2. Mirror to confirm feelings. When we mirror, as the name suggests, we hold a mirror up to the other person, describing how they look or act. This particular tool is most useful when another person's tone of voice or gesture is inconsistent with his words. 3. The most important element of mirroring is our tone of voice, which has to indicate we're okay with them feeling the way they're feeling. 4. Paraphrase to acknowledge the story. When you get a clue about why the person is feeling as he does, you can build additional safety by paraphrasing what you've heard. Put the message you got in your own words. This will also help you to stay away from becoming angry or defensive. Prime when you're getting nowhere. This comes from the expression, prime the pump. If you've ever worked an old-fashioned hand pump, you'll understand the metaphor. With a pump, you often have to pour some water into it to get it running. Then it works just fine. When it comes to listening, sometimes you have to offer your best guess at what the other person is thinking or feeling. You have to pour some meaning into the pool before the other person will do the same. Change your life. There's a story going around the self-help talk circuit about a Vietnam War prisoner who played golf in his head in order to maintain his sanity. He'd mentally step up to each hole at his favorite golf course and play an entire round. After being released, he eventually found his way to the course, where he promptly shot his best score ever. This tale is routinely used to teach the power of mental preparation. It is true that mental preparation can make some difference in execution, but thinking isn't enough. If you really want to improve your ability to master crucial conversations, practice. Remember, practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. Start immediately. If you wait until you're perfect before you give something a try, you could be waiting forever.